Importance of hydrophytes: 1. Source of food. 2. Shelter from some aquatic animals. 3. Some are used as fiber for paper. 4. Some are cultivated as absorbers of pollutants. 5. Obstruct passage of shift. 6. Problems in irrigation ditches. 7. Used in green manure. 8. Energy production. Adaptation of hydrophytes to freshwater habitats. Large air spaces. Bioyancy. Stomata on upper surface of floating. Leaves for effective gaseous exchange. Rising cuticle to repel water. Leaves with large surface area for maximum absorption of water and sunlight. Thin cuticle in submerged plants for absorption of water and mineral salts. Flexible stems and leaves in submerged plants in order to withstand wave action. The water nymphae. It is a hydrophyte with roots anchored to the bottom of the pond. It has a very short stem. It has a very long leaf stalks, which carry leaves to float on the surface of water. Adaptive features of nymphae. Stomata on upper surface of leaves for gaseous exchange. Waxy cuticle on upper surface of leaves for repel water. Large air spaces in leaf stalks, which enable floating of leaves. Broad leaves for efficient gaseous exchange. Flexible leaf stalk to withstand wave action. Long leaf stalk to carry leaves on the surface of water. Flowers are raised above the water to enable pollination. Water lettuce. It is a hydrophyte found in ponds and lakes which flows on the surface of water. The leaves are not submerged and the roots are not anchored to the bottom of the pond. Adaptive features of water lettuce to habitat. Spongy leaves for bioyancy. Presence of water repelling head to prevent internal of water. Waxy cuticle on leaves prevents internal of water. Adventitious root for absorption of water and mineral salt. Ceratophyllum, free floating but submerged hydrophyte. The entire plant is submerged but not rooted to the bottom. Unlike the water nymphae, it may be found in flowing water bodies, have numerous compound leaves with pin-like leaflets. Adaptive features of ceratophyllum habitat: flexible stem and leaves to withstand wave action, thin cuticle for absorption of water and mineral salts. Pin-like leaves allow movement in water. Numerous leaves provide large surface area for absorption of water, mineral salts, and sunlight. Presence of nodes and buds for vegetative propagation. Marine habitat. Marine habitat is made up of the shore, ocean, estuary, and lagoon. Basic terms in marine habitat. Shore. Shore is a zone of contact between the land and the sea. It comprises the splash zone and the intertidal zone. Splash zone is a region just above the high tide mark. Intertidal zone is a region between the high tide marks. Abiotic factors affecting marine habitat: salinity, pressure, density of seawater, turbidity, waves, tides, current temperature, and low gas concentration. Tides changes in water level as it is absorbed along the shore and around the earth. Tides are periodic rise and fall of ocean water, approximately 2 lines a day. High tide: maximum water mark level reached during the day level of the tide. It occurs twice a day. Low tide: minimum water mark during the day level of tide. Low tide occurs between the long time intervals of two high tides. Causes of tides. Tides are caused by the gravitational pull of the moon and the sun on ocean waters and the spinning action of the earth. However, the moon has a greater effect because it is closer to the earth than the sun is. Tides depend on the position of the moon. On the side of the earth, facing the moon, ocean water is pulled towards the moon, making water to form a tidal bulge. At the same time, the point of the earth facing away from the moon experiences a high tide, this one being caused by the rotation of the earth and inertia of water. This implies two high tides occur at each point in time on the surface of the earth. Also, due to rotation of the earth, each point of the earth experiences high tide twice a day. The two tides occur at a uniform time interval. Spring tides and neap tides. The heights of high tide and low tide vary from day to day as a result of changing effect of the pull of the moon and the sun. The high tide is at its highest level when the sun and the moon are in straight line with the earth. Twice a month at new and full moon, the sun and the moon occur in a straight line with the earth, and their effect combine to produce higher than normal tides. These are called spring tides. At these times, low tides are lower than normal twice a month in the first and third quarter phases of the moon. The moon and the sun are at right angles. High tides are lower than the normal, and there is a little difference between high and low tides. Spring tide is the highest level of high tide, formed when the moon and the sun are in phase to produce maximum combined effect. It occurs twice a month, at new and full moon, when the moon and the sun are in phase with the earth. Neap tide is the lowest level of high tide, formed when the moon and the sun are at right angles to each other. It occurs twice a month, in the first and the third quarter phases of the moon, when the moon and the sun are at right angles. Ocean waves. Most of the constant motion of ocean water is the form of waves. Water wave is the turbulent movement of water as a result of wind movement over the water. Waves are caused by wind. When wind blows over the surface, it causes water to flow with it. But because water flows lower than wind, the water spouts up forming a wave. As waves move nearer the shore, water is shallow and wave touches the bottom. When water wave touches the floor, its speed slows down, but height increases. When wave height becomes too great, the crest breaks and water is thrown forward. Ocean currents. Water currents means water flowing in one direction. There are two components of ocean currents, namely surface ocean current and deep ocean current. Surface current is the horizontal movement. It is caused by planetary winds and rotation of the earth. Deep current is about vertical movement of water. It is caused by difference in density of water. Planetary winds cause surface water to move. However, rotation of the earth causes it to move in a particular direction, thereby generating surface current. Surface current involves the horizontal movement of water. This is initiated by planetary winds, which causes surface water to move. Moving water is made to move in a particular direction by the earth's rotation. Deep water current is about vertical movement of water to replace drawn water by horizontal water current. Deep water current is caused by difference in density between the surface and deeper waters. Density difference between surface and deeper waters is determined by temperature and salinity. When water at the surface cools, it becomes denser and sinks. Salinity is the concentration of salt solution in the ocean. Light. Light is needed for photosynthesis. There is maximum light penetration to the floor of continental shelf. Light intensity increases down in the deep sea zone. As a result, there is a reduced photosynthetic activity in deeper zones, leading to low oxygen concentration. Photic zone refers to the area of the ocean where there is maximum light penetration and photosynthesis. Aphotic zone refers to the area of ocean where light does not reach and there is no photosynthesis. Temperature of water decreases in deeper waters. Division of marine water. There are two basic divisions of marine water. We have the pelagic zone, area which means areas within the waters, and the penthic zone, which means areas within the ocean floor. Pelagic zone may be subdivided into neritic water and oceanic water. Pelagic zone above the continental shelf is called neritic water. Pelagic zone above the open sea, deep sea, is the oceanic water. narrated quarter. It refers to the water covering the shallow zone to about 200 meters deep and covers a horizontal land mass of between 50 kilometers and 100 kilometers. The margin of land covered by the narrated quarter is called a continental shelf. Alternatively, narrated quarter may be referred to as water mass above continental shelf. Ocean waters. They are water mass covering the deep sea zone. Alternatively, it is the water mass beyond the continental shelf's benthic zone. It may be divided into intertidal, bathyal, and abyssal. As a result of the system of division, we have sludge zone, the intertidal zone, the subtidal zone, the bathyal, the abyssal, the neritic, and oceanic. Division of marine environment in terms of habitats. 1. The splash zone. It is the origin just above the high tide mark. It is wetted by spray from breaking waves. It is covered only at extreme high tides or tsunami. It is covered only at extreme high tides or by tsunami. Intertidal zone. It is the region between high and low tide marks. It is covered with water during the high tide and exposed to air during the low tide. It is characterized by wave action. There is fluctuation between aquatic conditions at high tide and terrestrial conditions at low tide. Also, there is a tendency of organisms being carried away by wave action. Wide fluctuation in temperature and salinity. It is the hardest cone. The subtidal zone. It is the region of the bottom of the ocean that extends from the low tide mark to about 200 meters, mostly covered with water and only exposed during extreme low tides. This is the continental shelf. Light is present for photosynthesis, hence no food problems. The bathyal zone. It is the region of the bottom of the ocean beyond the continental shelf to the depth of about 2,000 meters. There is a little or no light in this zone. It has lower but constant temperatures than water above. 5. Abyssal zone. It is the region of the bottom of the ocean beyond the depth of 2,000 meters to the ocean floor. The zone is characterized with darkness, very cold waters, high pressure, very little oxygen, still waters, and very little food. Since there is no light, the food is detritus from above. No plant life in this zone. Examples of animals in these zones are sea cucumbers, sea urchins, clams, worms, sharks, catfish, and whales. Waters covering the continental shelf, the subtidal zone, are called neritic. Changes in the ocean as depth increases. 1. No light. So no plant life, since photosynthesis is not possible. As a result, organisms feed on one another and leftover food from upper surface. 2. Still waters has no adaptive features for human. 3. Oxygen level decreases down because of the following reasons. There is no photosynthesis. Bacteria use oxygen to decompose leftover food. Temperature decreases and becomes more constant through the year. Water pressure increases. Brackish water. Brackish water is the collective term for estuaries and lagoons. Plants are halophytes and possess salt glands, which excretes excess salt. General problems of brackish water. 1. Fluctuations in salinity. 2. Tidal effect. 3. Unstable substrate. 4. Low oxygen concentration, estuaries. Stratification of water. Fresh flowing from the river is of low density and flows on top. Seawater has a high salinity, hence it is dense and flows below fresh water. The ability of fresh water to mix in estuary is the basis of classifying estuaries. Life in seashore. Problems associated with organisms in the intertidal zone. Organisms are covered with water at high tide and exposed to air at low tide. The tendency of organisms being carried away by its turbidity.